Good morning. This is Morning Edition. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. In Delaware, Newcastle County has been spending its federal coronavirus relief money in innovative ways. The biggest was buying a swank hotel and turning it into a transition center for people who are experiencing homelessness. Now it has joined an AmeriCorps program to help residents through the pandemic and beyond. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Aaliyah Gwathney holds a clipboard and fires off a series of questions to the people who enter the Westside Family Healthcare Clinic in Wilmington for coronavirus vaccinations. Gwathney is going into the occupational health field, but for now she's part of the 10-member National Health Corps Delaware. It's a pilot program aimed at reducing health disparities. Gwathney is assigned to Westside, which serves a mostly Latino population at its West Wilmington office. The area has a below-average vaccination rate. She makes sure each patient doesn't have COVID-19 symptoms and guides them through the paperwork for the vaccine.
And I also provide patient education, so if they have any questions about the difference in vaccines and just any concerns, I'm there to help them with that as well.
She also alleviates last-second reluctance.
I've had a couple of people that were hesitant. They'll ask me if I'm vaccinated, and then they will ask me, you know, which one's better, what is the effectiveness rate. And actually, my team member, Veronica, she has an information packet that we also do supply for the patients.
That's Veronica Villalobos. She's studying exercise science, but at Westside, she greets patients after Gwathney quizzes them and reviews the paperwork. She also speaks Spanish, which comes in handy.
If they need help filling out their form because they can't write or something, then yeah, like I'll walk them through all the questions and help them fill it out.
Dr. Megan Werner calls the two Health Corps members a key cog in Westside's vaccine strike team. Once a week, the clinic gives out about 300 shots.
People come in with questions. Can I get the vaccine? Can I not get the vaccine? Should I get the vaccine? So it's been really helpful.
County Executive Matt Meyer says he's optimistic the initiative can continue and even expand next year. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.